You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Tracking activity that's hidden by design. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. I admit it. On more than one occasion, I have ragged on AI on this program. Like pretty much any technology, generative artificial intelligence can be used for unsavory things. But today we look at a positive use case by researchers at the nonprofit Global Fishing Watch. They've spent years tracking human activity on the oceans, and there's a lot out there that has long flown under the radar of monitoring systems. That includes so-called dark fleets involved in illegal and unregulated fishing. A new study published in the journal Nature uses artificial intelligence to make a more accurate map of that activity. That's according to David Kruidsma, Director of Research and Innovation at Global Fishing Watch.
We produced the first ever global maps of fishing activity about 5 years ago using transponders from vessels that broadcast their GPS positions. And that was really exciting. However, there was a huge problem, which is we had no idea how many boats did not broadcast their positions, and we didn't know how much we were missing. What we've done in this study is take satellite imagery and literally take pictures of the ocean at scale and count the boats. And what we found really surprised us. About 3/4 of large fishing boats were previously dark to our monitoring systems.
And artificial intelligence has helped you do some of that work. Can you explain how AI has augmented the research that you're doing?
So AI is what makes it possible to do these planetary studies. You imagine an analyst could sit and look at one of these pictures and label where there are boats and then match them up to GPS positions. But with AI, we can do this at scale. And we processed about 2 million gigabytes of satellite imagery. For scale, that would take about 2,000 laptops to fit all of that data on computers. And that allows us to show a comprehensive picture of human activity in the world ocean.
And what has surprised you as you've gotten to see what that activity looks like in detail, in great detail?
Oh, there's so many surprises looking at this data. The first is how much fishing activity was not previously monitored, especially in South and Southeast Asia. Another surprising thing, though, is you're able to see all the offshore energy development. And what we saw in the last 5 years is that the number of wind turbines has outpaced the number of oil platforms in the ocean, which is a very exciting milestone. Another fascinating thing is that we saw fishing declined by 12% during the pandemic and hasn't recovered since.
And do you have a sense of why that is?
There's lots of reasons. Some of it was decreased demand during the pandemic. Another may be just a longer-term trend towards less fishing. We maxed out the number of fish we can catch in the ocean about 40 years ago. We're catching the same amount of fish as we did in the 1980s. And so we can't fish more. In fact, if we fish less, we might actually catch both the same amount of fish and make more profit for fishers. So fishing is likely to decline slightly. On the other hand, offshore oil, offshore wind, transport is all growing exponentially. And although fishing has historically been the way humans have had the largest footprint in the ocean, all the other types of industrial activity are catching up.
We'll be right back with more on how AI has brought transparency to what humans are doing on the oceans after this. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with David Kruidsma, Director of Research and Innovation at Global Fishing Watch. What are you hoping that this kind of use of AI analysis will do?
One thing to be clear is this type of AI analysis is not a substitute for governments sharing their data. Governments have all types of information about what fishing activity is happening, where there's oil development, where wind development is happening, and that information is not necessarily public. And them sharing that information is extremely important. Artificial intelligence can fill in the gaps. It can tell us where we need to help build out those maps. It can tell us where human activity is happening. It provides us that global picture and points us towards the information we need to manage the ocean better. Every other breath you take is oxygen that was produced by the ocean. The ocean is half the life on the planet and provides 1 billion people with their primary source of food. And it's being horribly managed. We need better information to manage this shared resource.
How did you get so immersed in trying to provide that kind of resource for people?
Personally, you know, I'm a researcher, and I'm excited about discovery. And I got into this field because of the boom in satellite imagery and satellite data a little over a decade ago. I saw the potential. And honestly, the ocean was the most interesting space because it was the least discovered. It is the area where we still have new maps to be made. And it's just exciting to make those maps for the first time.
That was David Kruidsma at Global Fishing Watch. You can check out an interactive map based on the research done by David and his team. It's on our website, marketplacetech.org. David says it reveals a new industrial revolution happening on the high seas. Some of the illegal fishing they've identified is taking place in marine protected areas. They spotted 5 vessels a week on average in the Galapagos Islands and more than quadruple that in the Great Barrier Reef off the coast of Australia. These are among the best monitored reserves in the world, according to The Guardian. David hopes this more accurate map his team has been building can help track greenhouse gas emissions at sea and marine degradation caused by oil pollution. Also important to note that the largest cases of illegal fishing and forced labor took place on vessels that did not use tracking devices. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.